Title: Slice Old School DNB Vocal Texture for Rag Infused Chaos in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build that classic old school jungle and DNB vocal chop energy. Regga shouts, dancehall toasts, little rewind moments, the stuff that feels wild and abrasive, but somehow still sits perfectly inside a 170-plus groove. The goal today is not perfect vocals. The goal is attitude, timing, and controlled chaos. By the end, you'll have a playable vocal texture instrument in Ableton Live 12 that you can drop into intros, fills, pre-drops, breakdowns, wherever you need that sound system hype. We're doing this with stock tools, simpler slicing, drum rack, choke groups, beat repeat, and then the secret weapon resampling. Step 0. Prep the vocal. Fast but crucial. Start by dragging your vocal sample onto an audio track. Set your project tempo somewhere in 170 to 174 zone. I like 172 as a starting point because it's right in that modern jungle pocket. Click the clip and turn warp on. If it's a longer phrase, Complex Pro is usually safest. If it's short shouts, like single words or quick barks, try Beats mode because it can keep the transient punchier. Now do the boring but makes everything work part. At the timing right, find a phrase you like, and set 1.1.1 right on the start of it. Then place warp markers so the key syllables land on the grid. You don't have to grid every single sound, but the important consonant hits should line up with 1/8s or 1/16s. That's the difference between messy sample and MC lock to the break. Clean it just enough. Drop an EQ8 on the vocal audio and high pass around 120 to 200 HC. If it's boomy, go higher. If it's thin already, keep it gentler. And if the room noise is annoying, use a gate, but don't overdo it. Jungle vocals can be a little filthy. That's part of the charm. Here's your mindset check. You don't need pristine. You need timing and bite. Step 1. Slice it into a playable instrument. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing, start with transients. That's usually best for ragga shouts, because it catches the natural syllable spikes. If Ableton misses important syllables, you can reslice by 1/8 or 1/16 later for more rhythmic, mechanical cuts. Hit OK, and Ableton creates a drum rack with a bunch of samplers inside, one per slice, plus a MIDI clip that plays the slices in order. Now do the immediate reality check. Play from C1 upward on your MIDI keyboard. Every pad should be a little chop. If it feels like the wrong pieces are being triggered, don't panic. We'll curate in a second. Quick coach note here. Don't keep every slice just because it exists. Choose slices by meaning, not just transients. Breaths, mic bumps, weird tails, delete those pads, or mute them. Then keep your best 8 to 16 chops and get them into a tight playable range like C1 to D-2. Cure, better pads means you write faster and it sounds intentional. Step 2. Make it hit like jungle. Click a pad, open it simpler, and let's shape it so it behaves like a percussive instrument, not like a sloppy vocal recording. Go to the amp envelope. Put attack basically at 0, maybe 0 to 2 milliseconds. Set decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Shorter decay equals more choppy, more sampled energy. Sustain can be low, even down near 0, and then release around 40 to 120 milliseconds to avoid clicks, but keep it tight. Now turn on the filter in simpler. Pick a character low pass, like a 24 dB slope. Set cutoff somewhere like 6 to 12 kHC for now. We're not trying to make it dull. We're just giving ourselves a tone control so the vocal can sit with breaks and cymbals. Now the huge thing people forget, choke groups. Go back to the drum rack view and set all the vocal pads to the same choke group, like group 1. This is what makes the rack behave like one mouth. When a new chop plays, it cuts the previous one off. That's how you get clean, fast ragga chatter without vocal overlap smearing your groove. Optional but super useful. Put a velocity MIDI device before the drum rack. Set your output range so hits don't go whisper quiet or ridiculously loud. Something like out low 50 to 70, out high 90 to 110. And then use velocities musically, like an accent language. Accents on bar starts and snare answers. Softer filler syllables in between. Step 3. Build the ragga chaos chain. This chain goes on the drum rack track after the rack, so it affects the whole vocal instrument. First, at saturator, analog clip mode is perfect. Drive it 3 to 8 dB and turn on soft clip. The point is to take thin shouts and make them feel radio forward, like they're coming out of a sound system. Then EQ8, high pass again around 120 to 200 HC, because the rack can build up low junk fast. If it's harsh, do a small cut around 2 to 4 kHC. But don't sterilize it. If it needs brightness, add a gentle shelf around 8 to 12 kHz. Now the Chaos Maker. Beat repeat. Set interval to 1 bar so it grabs about once per bar. Grid at 1/8 or 1/16. Variation around 20 to 40%. Chance around 15 to 35%. Keep pitch at 0 at first. Decay around 200 to 600 milliseconds. And keep the mix around 15 to 30% while you're writing. And here's the rule. Beat repeat can't be always on if you want it to feel special. Treat it like a drummer doing fills. Automate it, spike it, turn it off again. After that, add auto filter. Use bandpass if you want that pirate radio telephone bite, or low pass if you want sweeps. Add a little envelope amount, like 10 to 25, so it reacts and talks with each hit. For space, use reverb, but keep it controlled. If you insert it directly, make it small. Decay under 2 seconds. A bit of pre-delay, and high cut down around 6 to 9 kHz so it doesn't fizz out. Even better is to put big space on return tracks and send to it, so your direct vocal stays punchy. Optional spice. Redux for that old sampler crunch, but if you use redux, follow it with a low pass. That's the trick. Otherwise it turns into brittle digital fizz instead of 90s vibe. Step 4. Set up macros so you can perform this like an instrument. Select your post-chain effects and group them into an audio effect rack. Make some key macros. One macro for chaos amount map to beat repeat mix. Another for filter sweep map to auto filter cutoff. Another for grit map to saturate or drive. Another for space map to reverb sand or dry slash wet. If you want a telephone macro, map band pass cutoff and resonance together so one knob puts it into that radio mask. And here's a coach move that makes arrangement way faster. Instead of building two separate racks, build one rack with two behaviors on macros. One end of the macro is tight, short tails, minimal send, beat repeat basically off. The other end is wild, longer tail, more send, repeats enabled. Now call out into chaos fill is literally one knob turn you can record. Step 5. Write DNB-friendly MIDI patterns that talk to the drums. You want it to sound like it's responding to the break and the snare, not just spamming syllables. Pattern A. Classic callouts. 1 bar loop at 172. Put a strong hit right on 1.1.1, another on 1.2.3 for syncopation, and a short chop at 1.4.4 to lead into the next bar. Bars is good. Let the drums breathe. Pattern B. The Raga Machine gun fill. Save it for every 8 or 16 bars. In the last half of the bar, trigger alternating slices in 1/16 notes from 1.4.1 to 1.4.4. Vary velocities. Slam a couple, tuck a couple, then automate chaos amount up just for that fill. Pattern C. Offbeat stabs for jungle swing. Short chops on 1.1.3, 1.2.2, 1.3.3, 1.4.2. This locks into that break syncopation, like ghost energy around the main hits. And don't forget micro timing. Keep the main hits on the grid, but nudge a few response notes 5 to 15 milliseconds late, especially the ones that answer the snare. That tiny delay is what makes it feel like a human MC leaning back, instead of a robot. Step 6. Controlled randomness so it feels alive. Make 3 to 6 different MIDI clips in session view. One clip is sparse identity. One is more syncopated response. One is fill heavy. Maybe one is breakdown texture with longer notes and more send. Now set follow actions on the clips. Mostly next, with a little random, every 2 or 4 bars. This gets you sound system spontaneity without losing structure. Then record it into arrangement. Arm the track, hit record, launch clips and ride your macros for 64 bars. Don't try to edit while performing. Just perform, then edit the best moments afterward. Advanced trick if you want more human chaos, not random soup. Use note probability in a 1 or 2 bar clip. Program 6 to 10 potential hits. Set the key phrases to 80 to 100% chance, and the small filler bits to 10 to 40%. Now the identity repeats, but the details evolve. Step 7. Resample. Because this is where it turns into a real texture layer. Create a new audio track called Vox Resample. Set its input to resampling. Record 8 to 16 bars of you triggering patterns and moving macros. Now treat that resampled audio like a breakbeat. Warp it in beats mode. Slice it again if needed, reverse tiny bits for pull-up gestures, and add delay for dub movement. Ping-pong delay at 1/8 or dotted 1/8 is an instant jungle vibe. Arrangement tip. Make two lanes from your resample. One lane is clean hits you can drop into the main section. The other lane is spray textures for fills and transitions. That way you keep the chaos, but you don't clutter the whole drop. And use the negative space trick. Mute the entire vocal rack for half a bar before your biggest call out. Silence makes the next phrase hit harder than any plugin. Quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't overslice until every syllable is mush. Start with transients and curate. Don't forget choke groups, or your groove will smear. Don't leave beat repeat on constantly, or it loses impact. Don't drown it in reverb. Keep bite in the direct signal and put width and wash on returns. And don't ignore timing. Raga can be loose, but in DNB it still has to land. If you want it darker and heavier, duplicate the rack and pitch the duplicate down 5 to 12 semitones, low pass it around 4 to 7 kHz, saturate harder, and blend it quietly under the main. It creates a menacing undervoice without needing any third-party tools. Optional mix discipline. Keep your direct rack fairly narrow with utility width around 70 to 100%, and make your returns wide. That keeps the center punchy for bass and snare while still sounding huge. Mini practice assignment to lock this in. Make a 16-bar sequence with two personalities. Either build two racks or use one rack with a tight to wild macro. Bars 1 to 8. Sparse callouts, maybe every 2 bars. Bars 9 to 12. Introduce offbeat chatter. Bars 13 to 16. Fill every 2 bars and spike chaos and out on bar 16. Then resample bars 13 to 16 and use that audio as a transition into a new section.